It's time for another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Principal Mike Keller from the Castle Valley Center. Principal Keller, always great to get you in. I always look forward to our conversation, so thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for having us come. This is a really great opportunity to talk about our schools.
Well, let's start by talking about, I got to ask you first off about the holiday season. I know it's so much fun down there at the Castle Valley Center, and I know we're getting towards the end of January, but a month ago today it was Christmas. So how did the holiday season go for you guys?
It went very well, Jordan. We had a fine program just before the holidays began for us. Parents were invited. We had a good turnout. The students sang and talked about Christmas and different lands. And then, of course, we enjoyed our time off.
Then you guys get back hard at it, right?
Yes, we hit it hard again there on January 3rd, and we've been going ever since.
Well, I know you have an article that will be coming out in the newspaper here relatively soon, and you said, hey, it's on my mind. So let's talk about that today, Principal Keller.
Yes, thank you. I just would like the radio audience to know how important school is and all of the opportunities, not only at the Castle Valley Center, but all the schools in our district. We have an excellent administration. They do a great job, and they really care about kids. At the Castle Valley Center, we're a little different as far as what we do during the day. Therapy is an important part of the day for many of our students. In order to attend the Castle Valley Center, there needs to be a referral, usually at a young age, prior to age 3, for some sort of a delay. Speech and language is often a delay that we address, and other things concerning therapy, such as physical therapy, where we work with large motor skills such as walking and running, and occupational therapy, where we work with fine motor skills such as pencil grasp, being able to use your fingers and your wrist and your hand. And so we combine those things during the day to address the needs of different students there at the school, from a young age at age 3 on up to their late teens and early 20s.
As far as the development goes, I mean, for you guys, I guess if we break it down into a school year, at about this point in time in the year, how much development do you see from the beginning?
We usually see good progress, and that is a good question, because in our line, sometimes a little bit of progress is a big thing. And we do see students, for example, at the first of the year that can't walk unassisted. They begin using a walker, and it's a different kind of walker where it follows you from the back and it holds a young person up and lets them get the feel of using their legs. And then eventually, many of those students can walk on their own.
So you guys just see rapid development throughout the entire year.
Yes, it's fun to watch our staff work with the students in speech and language. Most of the students, by the time they're kindergarten age, then have the ability to enunciate their words in a way that allows them to go on with their education wherever they go.
As far as your staff goes, how many teachers are we talking about at the Castle Valley Center?
Well, if you count our two speech and language therapists and our preschool coordinator, we have 9.
And those staff members, I know every time you and I talk, you have nothing but great and positive things to say about all of them.
Yes, they really put their heart and soul into their work. Their students are number one in their lives, and it's fun to see, again, the interaction and the growth that comes.
Now, with the holidays gone, and I know it's kind of a different half of the school year for the kids, you know, I was talking to a couple of other principals over the last couple of weeks and said, what do the kids have to look forward to now? And they said, nothing for a while. I mean, we're just trying to get back into the swing of things. What's next at the Castle Valley Center?
Well, we're in that January, February doldrum time. However, we will have a Valentine's party, Valentine's dance in February. And as we get into March, we generally do a talent show, which is really popular with our students. We invite their parents and the public to attend. Then in April, the high school sponsors a prom at the Castle Valley Center, where many of the high school students and college students come and participate with our students.
How do the kids like this cold weather?
You know, I haven't heard them complain a lot. Certainly, we've had a lot of snow, and and we're happy to have the snow. We've had fun moving it around the last week, but it's good.
Well, Principal Keller, again, I do appreciate you taking out the time to come in and talk to us a little bit about what's happening at the Castle Valley Center. It is always fun to get an update. I know you guys do some amazing things down there, so thank you for taking the time to come in and share.
Well, and thank you for having us,
Jordan. Definitely. It's our pleasure. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.